I go to most day games for the D-backs, but not all of them. And I just realized I've never had a beer with Bob Nightingale after one of those day games.
Bobby.
And Bob Nightingale, USA Today national baseball writer, has just called in to the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. And following that rejoin, I ask a question I would normally ask at Marley's, and I'll just ask it now. Bob, do you believe there are some kind of alien life form somewhere else in this universe?
No, I hope not.
That's good right there.
We got enough problems here on Earth.
That's good. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. How about you guys?
Well, we're doing great, man. Really appreciate it. Of course, that's the question everyone's asking right now. What do you see from the Diamondbacks, and do you think they're going to be buyers or sellers at the deadline?
I think definitely sellers. You're not going to be buyers when you're a 500 team just hoping for a wild card spot. And let's be honest, no one's going to touch the Dodgers in the West. You know, team, you know, goes all in just for a chance for a one-game playoff. I mean, I'm going to be at your place. So I think, you know, they've been wanting to kind of reset, reboot this franchise for a couple of years. And, you know, now they have the chance. So I think they're sellers at the trade deadline, not buyers.
This is Bob Nightingale, and the reason why we wanted to have him on is he had a great line today in an international article of, hey, there's only 69 shopping days left until the baseball trade deadline, and you highlighted Madison Bumgarner as probably cream of the crop. And in your article, you said the only reason why it's not Zach Greinke is it's because of his contract. But you still listed Zach Greinke as one of the guys that are a major opportunity or major target at the trade deadline. Well, how restrictive is the contract? Because when he's throwing like this, I would have to think of the Phillies, the Yankees, always Boston, of course, but some of the heavy hitters would say, you know what? I can absorb that.
Yeah, and it's a huge contract. I mean, right there with Kershaw's the biggest in baseball. So, hey, the Phillies have room to spare in that payroll. They're only about $140 million, so they're way on the luxury tax. And they were there specifically to watch Greinke in his last start. The Yankees are around. So teams are watching right now. It's a case, too, where the more the Diamondbacks buy down on that contract, the better the prospects that, you know, they can be. Mm-hmm. So if they're willing to eat, you know, more of that thing, the better the return.
Bobby, when you watch Zach Greinke pitch, what are your thoughts of him and where his career is and how many more years you can see him being ultra-competitive and ultra-productive?
You know, when I watch him now, I almost think I'm watching, you know, Maddox, a modern-day Greg Maddox. Just he's so smart of a pitcher, so competitive, just like Maddox, great athlete. And and this guy could play, you know, some different positions in the field if he wanted to. So, you know, doesn't have that, you know, same fastball anymore, but still gets in guys' minds and knows how to throw strikes. Maddox used to always say, nothing greater in baseball for a pitcher than a controlled fastball. And I think the same with Greinke. He can just pinpoint that thing whenever he wants. I think he's still an elite pitcher.
You know, this is something that you have an interesting perspective on that very few guys do. You're the number one national baseball writer for USA Today. You've been there for a long time. Yet you know this market very, very well in Phoenix. And the finical nature of the fans, give them somewhat of a winner. And if you're still winning around September, okay, Diamondbacks fans are there with you, blood, sweat, and tears. But right now, if they don't see what they want to see, that they check out mentally, they go to San Diego and live, and they're not here in town. So I asked, do you think they have to trade Zach Greinke at the trade deadline?
I don't think they have to, but I think they want to. If they get something good for return, do it now. You know, if not, you can still, you know, talk, you know, to everybody else, of course, and during the winter to all 30 teams. But I think, you know, hey, if the team wants this guy for the pennant race, now's the time to do it. Mm-hmm. And hey, they've already braced themselves. If they were really trying to win, obviously you don't trade a Paul Goldschmidt. You don't, you know, let Corbin and Pollock walk away. So, you know, if you can trade a Goldschmidt, you can certainly trade a Greinke.
So, Bobby, you're saying that when you look at April and the fact that Diamondbacks in early May actually here actually were five games above 500 You're not buying that. You think what you're seeing now out of the Diamondbacks, that's who they're going to be the rest of the season.
Yeah, kind of in between. Well, in the sense where, you know, I think they are around a 500 team, maybe 85 win team tops. I thought they were playing over their head for a while. You know, I don't think they're this bad offensively. They're better than this. You know, but not a team poised to win. I think, you know, hey, they want to win. They're going to have all these draft picks here, you know, seven or eight top picks in the top 100. And if they can get some help here by trading a Greinke, you know, by trading a Greg Holland, go ahead and do it.
We always like to get a national perspective on local things. So I ask you another D-backs question as it relates to things maybe fans aren't feeling good right now. When you trade Goldschmidt, when you, as you mentioned, when you let guys walk away like Pollock and Corbin, and you have a scenario where now you're kind of falling on your face a little bit in May, you can imagine there are fans that say, can Torrey Lovello do it? Can Mike Hazen do it? As you look around Major League Baseball, where would you look at a Mike Hazen and a Torrey Lovello? How good are these two, or how average are these two?
Well, I think the front office, Hazen and his top lieutenants, are very well regarded. They've never, you know, had a chance to rebuild and reset this team the way they want. So if they can do it now with the draft and trading away some more pieces, you know, they started to obviously with the Goldschmidt trade. Then I think you'll have a better valuation like 2-3 years down the road. Like, oh, my God, these guys made some great draft picks and their trades all pan out. I think Lovello's a solid manager. You know, he's just never had that great team. Mm-hmm. You know, he's had some you know, good teams. Last year they had that collapse, which raised a lot of eyebrows. But still, well-regarded. And nobody thinks that, hey, if they had a Hall of Fame GM or Hall of Fame manager, make a difference. I just don't think the talent's there right now.
Bobby, is there a story out there? What's the next big thing in Major League Baseball? What do you think is the next hurdle, the next obstacle, whatever it may be? What the trends maybe that you're looking at? What's the next big thing in baseball on a national perspective?
Well, I mean, now is probably the draft coming up. You know, I mean, obviously they wanted Kyle Murray. That would have been huge for baseball. I mean, you know, football gets the top athletes. I mean, football passed up baseball decades ago in popularity. I think the NBA has passed it up. And it's too bad for baseball because they could have really used that boost if Murray had played baseball. And now with the draft, you know, the whole thing that the kid from Florida, you know, Carter right. Stewart says, okay, I'm not going to get my money, so I'm going to go to Japan. He got a lot of money, you know, about $6 million guaranteed. And we'll see if he does it. You know, a lot of teams say, hey, a huge culture shock going over there. Do you really want to pitch in the minor leagues in Japan, being 7,000 miles away from home? You know, let's see how he handles it. If he can't handle it, you know, maybe some other guys will say, hey, I'll try to get more money up front, take my chances over there, mm-hmm. and come back at 25 or 26.
I think it's a huge deal. Bob, why is Dallas Keuchel doing the same thing I am when it comes to his baseball career right now?
I think these guys just put, you know, misread the market. I think their asking price is too much. And think about Keuchel. I mean, you know, people are acting like he's Sandy Koufax. I mean, he gave up more hits than anybody in baseball last year. The Houston Astros, who have plenty of money, a great organization, you know, why didn't they offer him the big money? They know him better than anybody else. Same thing with Craig Kimbrel. You know, you watch the World Series in the playoffs, they weren't using Kimbrel to close out games. They're using starters. Mm-hmm. They weren't trusting him. So I think a few of these guys thought they were going to get paid on their resumes and, you know, they say, hey, what can you do for the future? Mm-hmm. So I think even when this draft comes up and there's no draft compensation tied to them, I still don't think a lot of teams are flocking to them. They're going to be forced to sign. And, you know, you can talk to Holland of the Diamondbacks. He signed an opening day a year ago with St. Louis, and he says it's an absolute nightmare because he missed all his spring training.
Yeah.
So these guys could sign the next 5 minutes. And they may not be ready to pitch until July.
Yeah, Bobby.
That's well done.
You're going to go ahead and you're going to write the column of your life. What is the one tune you're going to listen to? The column of your life. What are you going to listen to as you're writing that thing?
Oh, man. It's a great question. I probably could go back to my roots, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I could go Earth, Wind, and Fire all day. So I'll just steal their lyrics.
Oh, now we know.
Good. We know. Now we know what to walk you up with.
Walk up. He has official walk-up music. Bob, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.